The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. Today, we have with us on the line a Dr. Mark Morin, and I'll bring Dr. Morin on here in a second. Dr. Morin graduated from the University of Detroit Mercy Dental School in 1985 and established his Southfield, Michigan practice that same year. But in 1989, he became one of the first dentists in North America to begin using CIRAC technology in his office. Dr. Morin is the most experienced CIRAC dentist, having placed over 28,000 of these CAD-CAM restorations so far. He is one of North America's top speakers on CIRAC and advanced dental technology. He's been recognized by Dentistry Today as a leader in continuing education for the last 4 years, and Dr. Morin lectures around the world and is an international certified CIRAC trainer. Good morning, Dr. Morin.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on the show. Thank you for getting up. I know it's early, and I went to one of your lectures, and I was pretty much enamored by that, and I thought, well, I have to have this guy on my show. So, again, I appreciate it. You also have your own business called the Great Lakes Education Center facility, right?
Right, exactly, where we educate dentists on how to use this technology.
Hey, before we go too far on CIRAC, I want people to know what it stands for. It's CEREC, and do you know what it stands for? Because I've actually seen a couple different answers to that question.
Chairside Aesthetic Ceramic Restorations of Aesthetics Restorations.
Okay, that sounds like a long word. I found in Wikipedia, I found one that is called, basically it's just ceramic restoration, like the big C, big E stands for ceramic, and the big R, big E for reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll go with that one. It's an easy one. So CIRAC is ceramic restoration, reconstruction, ceramic reconstruction. And tell me why we use the ceramic. Why is this material so good?
Well, it's the only material in the world that's equal to all the physical properties that human enamel is. So it's like re-enameling your teeth.
Yeah, I guess the expansion and contraction, the coefficient of expansion and contraction is halfway between that of enamel and dentin. And so it's perfect, right?
Exactly. As the physical properties that enamel does, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and for those of you that if you're trying to understand why the heck that matters, think about when we bite into, say, pile a la mode, and we go through maybe 140-degree apples into 25-degree ice cream, or vice versa. You have that that contraction first, then the expansion. And if your filling doesn't do the same thing, then you get that separation. You get a leaky filling then. And so that's why it's so important. So ceramic reconstruction. Now, the CIRAC machine, I mean, I was amazed. I've had this for 7 years now, I think. And I was amazed. I went to the 20-year celebration in 2006. I guess I've had it for 7 years now. Went to the 20-year celebration, and I was amazed to find that this all started in 1980.
Right.
Have you seen that first machine?
Yeah, 1980. Yeah, they decided that mercury fillings were kind of dangerous in Europe, and they set out to develop a technology that would replace the mercury fillings, and they came up with this technology.
But it was more like a point and click, and it really wasn't in wide use until, what, about 10 years ago, 12?
Yeah, well, you know, computers in 1980 were a little different than they are now, so it took a while for the technology to catch up with the ideas and create a machine that was user-friendly and easy to use.
And plus the materials have improved over the years as well. So the original porcelains weren't as good as they are now. Now we have a thing called Emax. Is that the one you consider the best?
Yeah, I think Emacs is the best material on the market now, for sure.
Okay. And the difference between Emacs and everything else out there is that it's almost like you're doing ceramic in the sense of pottery, where you have greenware and you fashion it into the shape while it's still green, and then you bake it and it changes color. So these Emacs blocks, they start off, what is that, blue, purple, and what is that color?
Violet.
Violet, okay, it's violet. Because I'll tell people, well, let's pick out a shade, and I hold it up, and they look at me like I'm crazy, which I am at times. But so we have this violet block, which after we've carved it into the shape, we bake it in the oven. It becomes three times stronger than without baking, and it also becomes the color that we want.
Exactly.
Now, some of the questions that, you know, just like general questions, I know that, I looked this up. I'm just curious. Do you know how many CEREC units have been sold since 1987? Which is, I guess,
some of the neighborhood about 14,500 or so.
Well, there's 12,000 in the United States, so you're probably referring to the United States. But there's 33,000 CEREC owners worldwide.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
In fact, I was in Scotland and I went to White Cross Dental to interview the doctor there, Dr. O'Sawney, I think his name was, and he had a CEREC. He actually had the blue can before I did.
Yeah, they're all over.
And then you've placed about 28,000 CEREC restorations, and worldwide since it's been introduced, there have been 25 million.
Wow.
25 million CEREC restorations. So that's a lot. That's a lot. And it's a really neat process. It's same day. It takes out a silver filling if that was what was in your tooth beforehand. You know, dentistry, this is an answer to some challenges that dentistry is facing. So I just want to kind of give out this question. I like to ask people this question, dentists especially. What do you think is the biggest challenge that dentistry is facing today?
Oh, in my opinion, it's no doubt it's the battle with the insurance companies. The insurance companies want to restore your teeth in the cheapest, most economical way possible. And us dentists want to do it the right way and the best way. So it's a battle in this economic day and age of a simple thing. It's a battle over money.
So is there such thing as a good dental insurance plan out there?
In my opinion, the best dental insurance plan is the dental plan that you put money aside and use it when you need it.
You know, I agree with that, but I have a follow-up question. I actually was writing questions last night, and so what advice would you give to a person without dental insurance on how they can keep their teeth healthy? Like, how much money would they have to set aside? What should they be thinking of doing? What's your opinion on that?
Well, simple. Since the hygiene visit is $125, what they need to do is every 6 months make sure they put aside a couple of bucks here and there, and every 6 months they need to get in there and get a hygiene exam in order to find these problems when they're small and simple so that they can be fixed. Most people who don't go to the dentist end up with much larger and much more expensive problems, but if we start when they're little, they're a lot less expensive and a lot easier to restore.
Yeah, I think I calculated once that it would be, using my office fees, something like $35 to $37 a month if somebody could set that money aside and just let it sit there either in an envelope or a special savings account, that they would have enough money to cover their cleanings twice a year, their exams twice a year, and x-rays about every second or third time.
And a lot less expensive than dental insurance.
Exactly, exactly. In fact, I was talking to a gentleman he works for that Ted Williams, the Golden Voice Ted Williams, the homeless gentleman, and he's his bodyguard, and he wants to become a patient, but they don't have insurance for their employees yet. When I say that, I mean his manager/attorney, and so he asked me to talk to him about that, and I actually gave him the advice that, hey, when you do get situated and you're forming this corporation for Ted, don't even worry about dental insurance. Just do what's called self-insurance. Just a lot of companies will set up basically just a system that says, you know, each one of you employees have this much a year to spend on dental care. And we will, you go to the dentist and you pay the bill and bring us the receipt and we'll pay you back up to a certain dollar amount.
Right.
And what that does is it cuts out the middleman, which in this case is the dental insurance company completely, right?
The insurance maximum has been $1,000 for each patient, and that's been the same since 1970.
Actually, it's been 1960.
Yeah, 1960.
It started in 1960.
just goes to show you that anything hasn't moved in years.
It's been 52 years, and there's something not right about that. It's time to go to a break, so hang on with me and stay with us, because I have many, many more questions for Dr. Morin. We're going to get into the dental insurance thing a little bit, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Today on the show, my guest is Dr. Mark Morin, and he is the University of Detroit Mercy Dental School back in 1985. Dr. Morin, your Michigan Wolverines beat our Lady Buckeyes yesterday in basketball, but our Buckeyes beat Iowa, so I guess we're even. It was their first loss. The Lady Buckeyes were undefeated until yesterday. I always have to tease people from Michigan.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear it.
All right. So what we're talking about is the fact that you are one of the most prolific CIRAC dentists in the nation, and that you train other dentists to place them. And then we started to talk about dental insurance a little bit and why it hasn't kept up, or we don't really know why it's kept up. In fact, that's one of my questions. Why is dental insurance so bad? Do you know?
Well, I just think it's the dental insurance company trying to save money. I mean, every insurance company is in business to make money and save money, and I think the dental insurance companies are no different.
And it got so bad, how? Because it really, if you think about it, back in 1960, $1,000 a year would actually pay for quite a bit of dentistry. I've done some research, and crowns averaged about $50 a piece. Postage stamps were 4 cents, and a movie ticket was a dollar. Average income was just under 6,000, so it was good when it started. But how did we let it get bad?
Well, I think the fact is that the insurance companies, especially the dental insurance companies, are really pinched in terms of cost, and the employers who buy the dental insurance didn't want to spend more money, so the increase in premiums really was turned off by the employer, and the dental insurance company decided that they had to find a way to cut corners, and the way to cut corners is by taking it out of the patient's pocket and not paying for some of these restorations and some of these expensive procedures, and to put a cap on the maximum, and that's exactly what they did.
Do you think that there's anything that can be done about it? I mean, are we stuck with this? Is it going to be $1,000 in the year to 2050 or 300?
Yeah, well,
or 3,000?
Well, I think as patients go self-insured and put money aside and flush their dental insurance, I think as the dental insurance companies shrink, they're going to get the hint. And if we don't do that, I think in 2012, 2015, 2020, it'll still be $1,000.
That would be sad. Now, there's something else that's been going on, and that is in the last 4 or 5 years, some insurance companies, they've started telling dentists what they can charge for procedures that aren't even covered by their policy. So, for example, if you have signed up to be on their list, and by the way, I'm not on anybody's list. I dropped off in, I think it was 2007. But if you've signed that agreement, you are somehow signing a clause that says you're going to charge what they tell you for things like tooth whitening, for veneers, things that are considered cosmetic, and anything else that's just plain not covered. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a real problem, because what it's going to do is it's going to force dentists, again, either to find a shortcut or to find a laboratory that isn't high quality, or to find products that aren't high quality. So I think the patient's going to end up getting shortcutted on the best procedures and the best materials that are out there.
Yeah. Now, what... I know that we agree that these plans, they're all, you know, there really is no such thing as a good plan, but what do you think people should look for when they're choosing a plan? Because let's face it, the reality is people still want to have dental insurance. So they're given these brochures at the time of obtaining a new job. And how do they go about choosing a plan? I mean, what are the little tricks to the trade, so to speak, of making sure they get on the right plan?
Well, the best plan is always the plan that gives you the freedom of choice,
right,
where you can go to any dentist you want to go to, and you're not held hostage by a certain group or a certain number of dentists that are in a book.
Yes. Okay. That's good. And I know that I've seen the brochures, by the way, and they're all glossy. And on the left side, it says, if you sign up for this plan that has the word yes listed about 36 times, you know, is this covered? Yes, 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 yes. And then at what percent, it'll be like 100 or 90 or some crazily high number. And then there's a little asterisk down at the bottom, and it'll say of the scheduled amount. And
right,
that's the kicker, right? Can you explain what the scheduled amount is? Tell people what that means.
Well, the scheduled amount is an amount that the insurance company feels that you should be charging. And what they do is they go out and get a group of dentists who aren't proficient or who agree to take a lesser fee in order to participate with that plan. And so when that dentist is paid a lesser fee, then that dentist has to find a way to do that crown cheaper. So he uses inferior laboratories and inferior materials in order to make that happen.
Yeah, I remember seeing, I think it might have been in Dentistry Today, it was an article, I'm sorry, it was an advertisement, and it had a dental chair with cobwebs all over it. And it said, "Doctor, if you have a chair that's just sitting there idle, we have a way of bringing in a bunch of new patients to fill that chair." And they kind of play on that and play on the fears that a dentist may have about not being busy enough, not being able to pay their bills. And so put pictures of dental chairs with cobwebs, and the young dentist, especially right out of school, looks at that and says, I need patients, so I'm going to sign up on this plan, not realizing that if those people actually come, if those people actually come and they're expected to treat them for those reimbursement levels, that they won't be able to stay in business. They won't be able to pay their bills.
Right.
And, you know, I've seen work done at other offices. One was right in my own community. This patient came in and she said, "I got this new crown, and there's this thing over here by the gum. It's almost like there's a bone sticking out." And I went back to the dentist, and he told me that it's fine not to worry about it. If it becomes an issue, we'll deal with it then. And, of course, it was an issue because food and things continued to collect there. The gums were irritated. And not to mention, your tongue has to check things out when they're not correct, right? You know, your tongue's always playing with it, whether it's a canker sore or something between your teeth. So guess what I found? You know, think of a molar as a four-leaf clover, if you can think of it that way, four lobes, which you know what I'm talking about, but for listeners, think of it as a four-leaf clover, and you want to cover it. Well, this dentist had only covered three of the four lobes. He'd missed one, kind of like cut the corner. I don't know what he was thinking or how he missed it, but what the bone she was describing was this uncovered portion of the tooth. Now, I can't imagine that crown was done at a level where he was reimbursed or she was reimbursed at an appropriate fee. They were probably in such a hurry to get it done because they had to. I would not do that, but they, you know, it's just unfortunate that the patients are always the one that loses. Now, you travel an awful lot. In fact, I'm so happy that you were able to make time for me. I see that on January 26th, you're going to be in St. Louis, and February 2nd, Shreveport, Louisiana, February 10th, Mesa, Arizona, March 1st, Sacramento, California, March 15th, Pewaukee, Wisconsin?
Yep.
Okay. That's a step down from Sacramento. How'd that happen?
Well, I go where they need me and where they want me.
Okay. All right. Did I say it right?
No.
Pewaukee?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So you travel and you teach dentists how to do well at their craft, how to be better dentists, right?
Exactly.
So that they don't miss the fourth lobe of the tooth.
Yeah, well, I teach them what technology will benefit them and what technology is going to benefit the patient, and what technology delivers the best restoration.
Because CIRAC isn't the only CAD-CAM system out there, right?
Oh, absolutely not. There's lots of CAD-CAM systems, yep.
Yeah, there's another one out there. I've never used it. I probably owe it to myself to at least look at it someday, but I have not used it. What do you think? Besides, I don't know, I won't even give you a besides. What do you see as the biggest impediment to people obtaining the dental care that they need? Is it all money, or is it education? Is it them not realizing the importance, or is it just financial? What do you think?
Well, I think it's not realizing the importance. You know, anything with dentistry, it doesn't hurt. So, a lot of people, gum disease doesn't hurt. So they don't really show up at the dentist until it's too late, and it hurts. So I think the biggest impediment is education and understanding that going every 6 months is essential to not only the health of your teeth, but the health of your entire body.
Definitely. And I have this feeling, this saying, call it whatever you want, that people have time and they have money for things that are important to them. So If dentistry becomes important to a person, they will find the time and they will find the money. You agree?
I agree, 100%.
Yeah, it's just
like
amazing.
Anything in life, if it's important to you, you'll find the time and the money.
Right, people find the time and money to hop on a plane and go to a bowl game.
That's right.
Not in their budget. Not in their budget. They didn't plan on it. Who knew their team was going to make it to a bowl game, but they found the money, in December to hop on that plane, right? So nobody puts.
Sure.
I don't think people put money aside in an envelope every month to go to a bowl game in December or January. Just as a reminder, CEREC. CEREC stands for Ceramic Reconstruction. That's what the Sirona Corporation has written on their website. Sirona is the name of the company that makes these machines and provides us with this technology. And so for my listeners, I want them to remember that CEREC stands for Ceramic Reconstruction. Okay, Dr. Morin, we have to go to a break again. Hang with me, please. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854. 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Mark Morin. He is a Michigan dentist, practices in, is it Southfield, Michigan? Yeah, Southfield, Michigan. Dr. Morin is also a trainer. He trains other dentists on how to use the CIRAC technology, CAD-CAM technology. CIRAC stands for ceramic reconstruction. Dr. Morin has placed over 28,000 of these restorations so far. He has a 7,000 square foot training center where dentists and their teams can come. It's called the Great Lakes Education Center. Dr. Morin, that's about twice the size of my office. I have a 4,650 square foot office. That's pretty big.
Well, we get a lot of dentists in there from all over the world, so we've got to be big in order to accommodate them all.
So tell me a little bit about the Great Lakes Education Center. I imagine, when did you found it?
Well, I found it in 1989. I decided there was a great need for dentists to keep up with technology and keep educated, and I was using technology that a lot of dentists weren't aware of, and so I decided I would take some time and spread the word and see if I could help dentists get up to date and provide better restorations for patients.
How long has it been a 7,000-square-foot facility? Because you don't start with 7,000 square feet, did you?
I did. I jumped right in both feet and went crazy.
Back in 1989, you built the 7,000. Is that also your office, too?
Yeah, it's my dental office and the education center connected together.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense, because I thought you had an office like in one part of town or maybe one part of the building and then another 7,000 square feet for this education center.
No, it's all together.
Okay. And then you also make products. You have products that you sell to dentists to help... what are they, educational products to help them explain this process to their patients and things like that?
Exactly. It makes it a little easier for the patients to understand what we're trying to do and sort of gives them a visual aid in order to show exactly what can be done.
Now, I have to tell you that I've discovered, and I'm guilty of this myself, that if a dentist doesn't know about a particular, hasn't tried a particular procedure or product, they tend to... be negative about it. They tend, when patients ask about it, it's like, oh, that doesn't work. And I remember before I became a CIRAC user, kind of downplaying the importance of it and, you know, telling my patients that what we're doing is just fine and who knows, maybe even better. And after I got my CIRAC machine, I realized what I was doing, what I had been doing. And do you find that? Do you find a lot of dentists are resistant to kind of, you know, come into the 21st century?
Well, I think a lot of dentists aren't resistant. I think a lot of dentists aren't aware that this technology is out there and provides these kinds of restorations. So I think a lot of dentists, there's so many different technology to look at. There's so many different products to look at. I don't think they have a chance really to talk about or learn about this one.
What's the cost right now if a dentist wanted to get into this, start using this system? Because I know what I paid, but of course I had the old milling machine first, and then I had the old Red Cam, and I'm actually confused. If a dentist went today to their sales rep and said, I want to buy a CIRAC machine, the new one, the Blue Cam, and the new milling machine, which is called the XL something, what's it called?
Yeah, the M6L. Yeah, the investment's considerable, Doc. It's about $120,000.
Okay. Which is also kind of an impediment for a lot of dentists to get into to start using this.
Exactly.
Now, you've been a beta tester for a long, long time. 1989, is that when you began?
Well, yeah, I've been involved in this machine since its inception in the 80s, and I have some influence in terms of what technology and what software goes in there. And I would like to say that I think I've helped make it a better and better machine. And I think it's one of the best technologies on the planet now.
So you think like a dentist, and you know what kind of what we're looking for.
Exactly.
So you're looking out for the dentist.
Exactly.
It's not just instead of the just the software engineers, right?
Right, exactly.
They do some crazy things. One of the things I noticed that got better recently is the way we can adjust the restoration inside the block. And for my listeners, think about this. There's this block of porcelain, and it has a stem on it. And the stem has to go into this machine that ultimately is going to mill or carve the crown or the restoration out of it. Well, in order to do that, there always has to be like this piece, this last little bit where it was connected to the big block, and it's going to fall off into a little tray. So we call that the sprue. Think of it as the stem. And so the old system would put that stem in the worst possible spot. You're doing a filling that is one side in a biting surface, and it would stick, or rather, to, what am I trying to say? Let's say you're doing a crown, and it would put the stem or the sprue the part where it's going to floss, the part where we'd have to adjust instead of putting it on, say, the cheek side or the tongue side. And now we can adjust that. Why did they have that so, that way?
Well, it all has to do with software. It all has to do with software and electric motors. And back then, that's the only chance they had, the only place they could get it to work.
Oh, okay. So they were limited by the technology of the day?
Exactly.
Okay. But it's gotten so much better, and these things will carve a restoration. The tolerance is a quarter of a micron, right?
Right, exactly.
Now, a micron is 1 times 10 to the minus sixth, so the six zeros after the decimal point. That's pretty small, and it'll do it to a fourth of that.
Half the thickness of a human hair.
Is that what it is? Half the thickness of a human hair. So tell me some of the advantages of CERAC. Well, I think we just identified one, which is that it's so much more accurate. I mean, the fit, what we call the marginal fit, where it comes together with the tooth, is almost undetectable. But what are some of the other advantages? We talked about the expansion of contraction and coefficient there of for hot and cold, but and now the tolerance, the fit being great. What else do we have? I mean, it's well, I shouldn't.
I think the big one is the fact is it could be done in one visit.
Okay.
And a lot of times you don't need to shave the tooth down to a little peg like you do with a crown. You can be a lot more conservative and save the remaining tooth structure.
So an onlay versus a crown?
Exactly.
Okay. And what we're doing is if only two corners of the tooth are bad, we're saving the other two corners. We're just replacing the bad parts.
Exactly.
And that's actually really cool. And what about people that are contemplating having a CERAC restoration? Well, first of all, in my office, they do cost more than silver fillings, but they don't cost as much as a crown. Is that pretty much the same in your office?
Yeah, that's pretty much everywhere.
Okay. So the price is more than a regular filling, but less than a crown. And of course, if you're not doing a crown, you're probably not doing, or not probably, definitely not doing that crown buildup filling first. You don't have to build up the tooth before you build up the tooth. So people are saving the cost of the crown buildup filling.
Exactly.
So you're saving hundreds of dollars by having a ceramic or a CERAC onlay instead of having a buildup and crown. Now, there are times when you just can't do an onlay. There just isn't enough tooth left, right?
Right, exactly.
For example, it's already broken and you had to do a root canal and you've got one little corner left, maybe an endodontically treated tooth probably ought to be crowned at that point, do you think?
Well, yeah, you don't really have a choice at that point, but unless you get it very early and there's a lot of the tooth structure left, mm-hmm. we can more or less bond or cement to that remaining tooth structure and really put the tooth back to its original color and strength in one visit.
And I love the one visit part, especially like a snowbirds. I think we all have snowbirds, those of us that live and work where it snows. These people come in December. They come in on December 15th, and they're leaving on December 28th, and they need their tooth done before they head to Florida. You ever had that?
Exactly. But we don't have much snow this year, that's for sure.
No, we don't. We don't. It's just a little cold. In fact, yesterday it was about 48 degrees, a perfect opportunity for me to get up on the roof and take my Christmas lights down. So
yeah,
for me, I can't do it if there's any ice or snow on the roof because I wouldn't be here the following Sunday. I'd be in the hospital.
That's for sure.
Okay. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about the cosmetic aspects of CERAC and, you know, what's of an ear and the kinds of things you need and how we make that decision. So hang with me. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll be right back.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go! Woo!
experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are talking to Dr. Mark Morin, who graduated from University of Detroit Mercy Dental School in 1985. He practices there. He teaches other dentists how to place the CIRAC restorations. And a CIRAC restoration stands for ceramic reconstruction. And what it is a material that will expand and contract thermally, much like enamel and dentin. It wears like enamel. It's just a better restoration all around. It fits better and all that. And so Dr. Morin, or Marin, who was nice enough to get up early on a Sunday and be with me on my show, has been helping us understand the CIRAC restoration. Okay, so Dr. Morin, again, thank you for hanging on. I really appreciate it. Couple more questions.
Problem.
What is? Tell my listeners, what's a veneer? Because you can use this machine to do veneers, correct?
Yeah, veneers are, the way I tell patients, the veneers are like fake fingernails that the women put on their fingernails. These are sort of fake coverings that go over the front of teeth.
Okay, so it's a thin shell of porcelain, and it's bonded to the face of a tooth. And we hear in the news a lot of these commercials talk about no-prep veneers. What do you think of the no-prep veneers?
Well, I think in some instances they're good if your teeth aren't that bad. But most people get veneers because their teeth are pretty messed up in front and the color and the shape. And so some of the times that no-prep veneer isn't going to work.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember the name of the no-prep veneers. There's a brand out there that they push them. Is it
Lumineer?
That's it,
Lumineer.
Yeah, that's right. We've gotten some requests for Lumineers in the past. And I actually called Lumineer because in my experience, there are very, very few, I mean very few instances where a no-prep veneer would actually work. And
exactly.
So I called them and I said, what's up with this no-prep veneer? I said, it seems to me they'd be all bulky, chalky, you know, thick biting edge. And he says, Doc, just, you know, between you and I, which of course I know I'm sharing with my listeners, between you and I, he said, all the doctors prepare them. They just claim they don't because they want the people to come in. So it's unfortunate because some people are sitting around waiting for, you know, no prep veneers hoping that they're a candidate, and they're just not. And so then they just kind of languish, you know, because they can't make a decision. So now when somebody wants to have, let's say they've decided, okay, they want to get a CERC restoration, they're going to call your office, and they want to come in. Do they need to have x-rays prior to having one of these restorations?
Oh, absolutely. We want to make sure the entire tooth is in good shape before we restore it with this incredible machine.
And what about anesthesia?
Most of my patients take anesthesia, but we have some who bite the bullet and would rather not have a shot, and they go without.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think I only have one patient that doesn't use anesthetic, and that's because it doesn't work on her. It just plain doesn't work. And I'll tell you what, when she first came and she told me that story, I'm thinking like most people would be, maybe I bet I can get her numb, and I can't. You may as well be injecting water because it just doesn't work. Now, I do oral sedation, IV sedation. Of course, I have nitrous oxide laughing gas, so I offered her those other things, but I don't like procedures where they say, and most times you don't even have to numb people, because that one time, I don't want that to be my patient if there's that one time when somebody feels it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. I wouldn't want to do it without Novocaine ever.
Yeah. I think that's maybe part of the problem dentistry faces, because only 40% of the population goes to the dentist on a regular basis. And the two reasons that I hear mentioned the most are fear and then money. But I think it's mostly fear. Do you agree?
I agree. I agree with you, Doc, 100%.
Okay. Now, as you've been hearing, I've been mentioning over and over again what CEREC stands for, and CEREC is CEREC. And on the Sirona website, which is the company that makes the CEREC machine, they have listed it as ceramic reconstruction, the CE being the ceramic and RE being of reconstruction. So I want people to know that, because in a couple minutes we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, and the person who calls in and wins will receive free flowers from Weisdember Florist delivered to your place of business this coming Tuesday afternoon. So remember that, because I want people to win. I want my listeners to be winners. Okay. Now, I want to change the subject a little bit, because we hear all the time about, in fact, maybe I'll ask you the question now, and we won't really get into the answer, but I'll give you some time to ponder it. I think what we'll do is, after I've asked you the question, is we'll go to our question of the day and come back and do our winner and all that, and then we'll talk about this, but this will give you a chance to ponder. When we hear all the time about access to care issues, so my question will be, you know, what are your thoughts about access to care? What are your thoughts about dental therapists? And is it really an access to care issue, or is it access to something else? So keep your thoughts private right now. Think about your answer. We are about to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. But before we do, the lawyers say you need to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question is, what does CEREC stand for? Is it A, computer engineered replacement crown, B, ceramic reconstruction, or C, nothing at all, it's just a name? Winner receives free flowers from Weisdember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. So go ahead and call now. Okay, Dr. Morin, so while the phones are ringing and my producer is getting some names and numbers, what do you think it means? Well, let's start with the first question. What are your thoughts about access to care issues?
Access to care issues. Well, I have no qualms about access to care. There's enough dentists out there, and there's enough dentists that work in various parts of the city and take various different fees and various different insurance, that access to care really shouldn't be a problem, in my opinion.
I agree 100%, because if you can drive up and down the street in any city in the United States, and it seems to me you'll find multiple dentists, right?
Absolutely, positively.
So I had a gentleman on my show a while back, maybe about a year now, Dr. Paul Gatzius, and he said an interesting comment, which I now have adopted as my own. He says, it's not access to care, it's access to money.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And the government, when they develop these plans to help the poor, help the people that live in remote areas, they say to us, the dental community, hey, you guys aren't serving these remote areas, or you're not taking care of the poor folks. And we're saying, you're not providing us enough money to keep the doors open, to keep the lights on, to keep the heat on. If our normal fee is $100 and you're paying us $6 for that procedure, how can we possibly keep the doors open?
Right.
So then what the government tends to do is, rather than just raise the level and have all of those other dental offices, all of those offices that are out there take care of these people, they come up with other ideas, which is deputizing a dental assistant to do something or do this or that. Let's ponder that in a minute. We'll get our answer, but I think we want to go to the phones right now. And let's see, who do we have? We have, oh, it is Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
And you have, let me just restate the question for those that are listening, so they know why you're telling me what you're telling me. The question, Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, is what does CEREC mean? Is it A, computer-engineered replacement crown, B, ceramic reconstruction, or C, nothing, it's just a name? What's the answer?
It would be B, ceramic reconstruction.
That is very good. Do you have any of those in your mouth, by the way?
I actually do, but I had that done many, many, many years ago, so I'm sure it's advanced a lot.
Oh, yeah, it definitely has. The new machine is almost automatic. I mean, we just touch it to the teeth, hold it there, and it starts taking the pictures for us. And the anatomy, meaning the way the look of the tooth, the way it will chew and function with the opposing teeth, is just phenomenal. It's really gotten so much better, especially the baked one that we were talking about. Cindy, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I actually am in plumbing wholesale.
Plumbing wholesale. Okay, so.
Worley Plumbing.
Worley Plumbing. Somebody comes to the plumbers come to the store and buy things from you.
Plumbers come to the store, remodelers, builders, homeowners, whoever. We're open to everyone.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So if I have a plumbing issue, I can come to you, and if I have a dental issue, you can come
Absolutely.
to me.
Absolutely. Sounds like a fair deal.
Well, hey, hang on the phone. My producer, if he hasn't already done so, will get the address where we're going to send the flowers. I guess he's already done that. And no, he hasn't, so hang on to the phone.
Okay.
And,
no problem at all.
The flowers from Vice Timber Florist delivered on Tuesday, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Okay, so Dr. Morin, we were talking about the access to care being access to money. And so have you heard about the dental therapist model?
Oh, absolutely.
And what do you think? I mean, am I right? It's just rather than just paying all those dentists that we already have enough money to take care of the people who lack the means or people who are on a welfare of some sort, instead of doing that, which seems like the right thing to do, now they want to train, what is it? Is it dental assistants to start drilling on teeth and extracting teeth?
Well, it's just like our government. You know, we always try to find a way to take care of everyone. And in this tough economic days, we need to cut programs and dial things down rather than make more programs because our country can't afford it anymore.
Well, but I think we have to have a system to take care of these people one way or another. It just seems like the system that we have just doesn't work. Have you ever treated or do you treat any of the, and I've, there are different names out there, that's why I just keep calling them the welfare-type dental plans. Have you ever, do you have an instance where you've treated a welfare patient, did some welfare dentistry, and what you got paid and when you got paid?
No, I would never deal with any of that welfare stuff at all. We do charity work. Once a month we take a woman in or a man that and we do that case for free, but we don't deal with those government programs that, in my opinion, don't even pay for the materials we use.
You're right, but that's pretty cool what you do. How do you select the one woman and one man each month? Is it a lottery that just pick a name out of a hat? How do you do that?
Actually, we have a very long list. Every December we do an extreme makeover, and we do it for free. So we have a large line of people that come in, and we select one case that we do in December. But what they don't know and what the surprise is that we have that list, and we go back every month and pick people off of that list so that we can try to get through the entire patient list for the rest of the year and give those people some much-needed improvement on their smile so they can go and get a job and be productive in society.
That's cool. And are those, do you also then use them to help train other dentists how to do?
Absolutely. We also use those cases in live demos. Other dentists are here so they can see exactly what the technology looks like and how it's used on live patients.
Now, I've been told or I've heard people say that veneers that are done on a CEREC machine look fake, look opaque. What would you, do you agree?
Well, I would say they're not done by the right person because this technology produces not only the best restoration, but the most aesthetic restoration in the country.
Yeah, I disagree also, but you have to have the oven to bake them and stain and glaze and put any all the intricacies that teeth have into the veneer or
the
can look clean.
Yeah, the operator has to know what he's doing.
Right. So if you just take one millet and put it on the tooth, it might not look the best. But if you take it, you put it on the tooth, you apply some stains and some little translucent, like that blue stain that makes it look translucent at the biting edge, and the cutbacks. Do you actually cut back your prep?
Yeah, I, if you're going to make it look gorgeous, then I think that's a step that's a much needed step.
Yeah, and cutbacks for my listeners are this. Rather than just trimming the tooth down to be smooth and flat like on the biting edge, what we'll do is we'll make it look like a picket fence on the biting edge so that when the porcelain veneer is in place and you can see through it a little bit, it looks like natural tooth because teeth have these lobes, like an anterior incisor has three lobes, and you can see that. And if you put a veneer that doesn't have that, it can look kind of fake. So you teach dentists how to make these teeth look natural.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, hang on with me. We're running short of time. We do have to get to our final commercial break here, and then we come back. I have more questions and some closing thoughts. So stay with me. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95. We'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sunny 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
With
well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile. Minus any flaws he wishes to leave out, of course, we can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. Thank you for joining me here today. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Mark Morin, graduated University of Detroit Mercy Dental School in 1985. He is a very prolific CEREC dentist, and he teaches other dentists how to place CEREC restorations, how to make them beautiful. He is also a leader in continuing education, as listed in Dentistry Today for the last 4 years in a row, and he lectures all around the world and is an international CEREC trainer. He's been doing this since 1989, and the technology came out in 1980. So he's been there from almost the very beginning. Now, Dr. Morin, is it Morin or Morin?
Morin.
Morin. I'm sorry, I've been saying it wrong. Okay, Dr. Morin. What about dentists that can't afford the $128,000? There is a way for them to do this, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. There's a way to step into the technology at about $25,000 and work your way up. Sure, absolutely. There's a much different way to get in for a less expensive procedure.
And what is that? Is that where they have to sign up to they take impressions of their preparations, and then they somehow get scanned and emailed electronically transferred to a lab? What you're talking about?
Yeah, they electronically scan it, take a digital picture of it, and then send it to the laboratory, and the laboratory makes it and sends it back.
So they still do an impression, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's a digital picture, though. It's not the muck that most patients are used to.
Oh, so it's not an impression.
It's a digital picture.
Okay, so the $25,000 is a machine that just scans the tooth and nothing else.
Correct.
Okay, then that's connected to a lab, and the information is sent electronically. The lab then, basically, they have the milling machine then at the lab.
Exactly.
And then they'll mill it, stain and glaze it if it needed stain and glazing, and then they will mail it U.S. mail or ship it UPS back to the dentist.
You got it, Doc. That's exactly right.
See, I don't think a lot of dentists realize that, especially the older ones. I think the young ones know that they can, you know, they know all this because they're starting to learn about it in dental school, but a lot of the older dentists weren't given the benefit. It wasn't around when we were in school.
Exactly.
And then the other neat thing that's out there, and tell me, how are we coming on this, and that is the implants. Like, if I want to, can I now mill my implant abutment? So, for instance, I place implants, and then I have to wait 3 to 6 months, depending on whether it's lower or upper. And once I do wait that time, I take an impression, and I send my lab a gold plastic abutment so that they can cast a custom abutment for me. But am I able now to mill that in my office, or is that still coming?
Right.
No,
they can do that for sure.
I can do it now?
Oh, absolutely. You can do it right now. Yeah, absolutely. You can take a picture like that, send it to the lab, and they can do it in a minute.
Okay. No, I guess what I mean is the actual abutment itself. I want to, if I were to carve or mill the abutment in my office, not have to send it to the lab.
Well, yes, but not for much longer. This technology is going to do that for you right chairside. As a matter of fact, they're already doing it in Germany, so it's coming.
Okay, so pretty soon, an implant will be able to be, let's say they've waited 3 months, they got their implant, waited 3 months for healing on a lower. Are you saying that pretty soon, on the anniversary of their healing, I'll be able to make them their implant crown while they wait?
Right, exactly right.
That is really cool. That's going to be special because they've already waited 3 months or 6 months, especially if it's upper, and they've had to wear like a little temporary partial, and people don't like that. But we can't rush how long an implant heals, how long it is there to be incorporated into the bone. But if we can cut out another 3 weeks, that'd be great.
That's right, Doc.
Hey, when that comes down, can you send me an email?
I will do that.
And by the way, if somebody wanted to reach you, how would they do that?
The best way to reach me is my website, drmorin.com.
Okay, that sounds great. And just so people know, you can listen to podcasts of this show by going to www.dentallyspeaking.com. You can go to iTunes, or you can go to www.sunny95.com, and podcasts are available there. And Dr. Morin, I'll be happy to send you a copy of this so you can maybe send it out to your patient base if you're interested, and your colleagues and friends. How's that?
Well, thanks for being on, Doc. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you getting up and being on the show with me. You have a great, great day, okay?
You too.
Okay, right. Thank you so much.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.